If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at CaliforniaPsychics.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
French fry talk coming up with the head chef. Intense meat and potatoes on the way at 4:30, but first time for a few emails from the men's room at KISW.com.
You've got mail. You've got mail.
Hello, guys. I want to wish my brother Chris a very happy birthday. He lives in Sioux Falls, where the weather is always perfect and the beer is often cold. Chris is a fantastic father and a husband. Can I get a geez Louise? Let's pull it in, Jay, and a fish sandwich. Happy birthday, brother. That from Adam.
Geez Louise. Let's pull it in, Jay. Come on.
Do I get a fish sandwich?
Dip responsibly.
Oh, yeah. Emails brought to you by Men's Room Roasted Red Salsa from San Juan Salsa Company.
Dip responsibly?
You remembered. Gentlemen, today is my 35th birthday. As a fan since the buzz days, you make life better with funny stories, shenanigans, and good vibes. So thanks for that. And being around another year. May I please get a cat fart, an oh dear Jesus, and the captain sharing how he adopted the SS Guppy's much-loved and spoiled orange cat, Lieutenant Butterball. Thank you so much, and cheers to 35. That from Alex.
Oh, my God.
Oh, dear Jesus.
Ooh, well, ahoy there. I'm so glad to hear that you think that we adopted the grumpy little Lieutenant Butterball. That's not actually how it went down. He's a stone-cold killer who's a Russian asset named Sergei Khrushnevich. That, as to not blow his cover in the cereal world, we adopted him and treat him like a cat. But make no mistake, he's killed 17 men in the last 24 hours. But yeah, you just call him Lieutenant Butterball. Crunch bag.
Gentlemen, today's my beautiful wife, Jennifer's 45th birthday.
Is she beautiful?
How about the dirty
jerk? Have you seen Jennifer?
I have not seen Jennifer.
Oh, beautiful.
I'm not even going to say beautiful. I want to know. She's, in fact, beautiful.
Yeah.
How about the dirty Germans telling her what they want to give her for her birthday present? And some dad jokes from Miles. Thanks, guys. Lots of love from her husband, Mark, daughter, Alyssa, and her son, Mason. What's wrong, dude?
Let's not include the whole family when asking for the dirty Germans.
Can I have to change with those? Yeah, for your birthday. That says if the kids are just, I want to give you Krispy Kreme tonight.
Yeah, I would say, has you ever seen the black and white cookie?
Yeah.
Yeah, check your iPhone for the black and white. We're sending your wife, we're sending Jennifer's pictures.
Yeah, for both there. So it looks like the Bride of Frankenstein.
That's a good call. Is that a Dalmatian?
Dad jokes. What did one piece of sushi say to the other? What did one piece of sushi...
We're on a roll?
Say to the... Oh, that's not bad.
Wasabi.
Wasabi! Damn it. Here's one to ponder. If tomatoes are a fruit, does that make ketchup a smoothie?
Yeah.
Sad story, but I didn't tell you guys. My stuttering uncle, he just died in prison.
Oh, yeah?
Before he finished his sentence. What do you call a doctor that performs circumcisions?
I don't know.
Hang on, doctor. I don't know.
Dr. Robin Hood. I'm going to give it a couple more. Guys, I surprised my girl this morning by covering myself with baby oil and glitter.
Oh, yeah?
And she says I never glisten. And finally, my girlfriend. My girlfriend used to punch me in the face when she reached the finish line.
Oh, yeah?
Then I found out she was faking it. Hey, guys, today is my boyfriend Ning's birthday, so can I please have a fart sound effect, fish sandwich montage, Joey Chestnut, cat birth, Coach Ted telling Ning how much fun it'll be to turn 46. It's from his boyfriend, Captain Silly Pants, a.k.a. Huddy Bear, a.k.a. his loving, caring, sexy of a boyfriend, Brian.
Can I get a
filet of fish sandwich?
So you know I got
I have a
right.
Fish sandwich.
Oh, brother, can I have a fish sandwich?
Do I get a fish sandwich?
Put the cheese and the tartar on the side.
I want a fish sandwich.
Is it too early for a fish sandwich? Cheese and tartar on the side.
Oh, yeah.
I smell the fish sandwich. Maybe
are you sure?
Relish in the morning.
Fish sandwich.
At noon.
At noon.
And at night.
Can I buy you a fish sandwich?
Though you don't want a fifth
hour? Chestnut!
Ning?
Ning.
All right. Ning, happy birthday. 46. Going to be an awesome age. Do a lot of stuff. You know what I've been into recently? Seafood. Summertime. It's crab season. So make sure you and your boyfriend both go out. Enjoy the
and
night.
Get crabs.
And suck all the juice out of that crab leg.
Joel, so please give a birthday shout out to my lovely wife Kendra, who turns 50 today. She and I absolutely love listening to your show, especially when preparing dinner for the fam there. So please give Kendra a fish sandwich medley. Dirty German's giving her advice on turning the big 5-0, and all of the fantastic hosts of the Men's Room talking all over each other about the best and worst thing about being 50. Thanks for making us laugh in these crazy times. That from Thomas.
Can I get
a filet of fish sandwich?
So you know I got
I have a
right.
Fish sandwich.
Oh, brother, can I have a fish sandwich?
Do I get a fish sandwich?
Put the cheese and the tartar on the side.
I'll wear a fish sandwich.
Is it too early for a fish sandwich? Cheese and tartar on the side.
Oh, yeah.
I smell the fish sandwich.
Maybe
some dill relish in the morning.
Fish sandwich.
At noon.
At noon.
And at night.
Can I buy you a fish sandwich?
Though you don't want a fish sandwich?
Ah, I don't know about you, Ted, but tonight I want to get some Kendra stink on my business stick.
Yeah, I think the thing is...
Which
we can, let her husband be the closer and we'll send him in with a 4-0 lead.
Yeah.
See if he can find the 5th-0.
I see. Best thing about turning 50.
Oh,
I think
well,
you
don't care.
Turn 50.
I don't have
really,
a
7-Eleven with underwear.
Seems like it was about it's got to be
I don't know. I can knees or
I can have a mouth.
But the best part is not being dead.
Yep.
And let's just be frank.
And one more. Liquor and whores, guys. Today's my wife, Robin, a.k.a. Honey Bunny's birthday. She is starting her 69th trip.
Yeah.
Nice. Around the gaseous burning ball. Please give her a cat fart. You guys talking over yourselves about gardening. And a suck it up cupcake. Thanks, guys. That from Brian, a.k.a. Boo Boo.
Oh, my God.
So, suck it up, cupcake.
Garden.
Oh, man, if well, you want to talk about gardening,
I want to talk about
your personal grooming.
Yeah,
I'm just saying, look, man, I'm 69.
Who cares?
Who cares? It's on the inside of my inner thigh. I open my legs. It looks like I'm mumping really good on them.
It's a huge, huge shrub. All right, guys, here you go. Happy birthday to you.
Yaz of Dirty Germans brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Schweinefleisch.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework. It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
If you're an experienced pet owner, you already know that having a pet is 25% belly rubs, 25% yelling, drop it, and 50% groaning at the bill from every pet visit. Which is why Lemonade Pet Insurance is tailor-made for your pet and can save you up to 90% on vet bills. It can help cover checkups, emergencies, diagnostics, basically all the stuff that makes your bank account get nervous. Claims are filed super easily through the Lemonade app and half get settled instantly. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet and they'll help cover the vet bill for whatever your pet swallowed after you yelled, drop it.
Time to open wide and sample Ted's meats and potatoes. Now, here's your host, head chef of the men's room, the Ted Nugent.
Ted 7.5.
Thank you, folks. Thank you. I will tell you, there's one food that's hard. I don't know anybody that doesn't like them.
All right.
Some people, you don't get them as a side because of your health. You say, I'll have a salad, which is fine. I've been guilty of it, too. But at the end of the day, people like french fries.
I thought you could say kittens. Delicious.
You know what I mean? French fries, tater tot. Like, people generally like potatoes.
Yeah.
Again, outside of health reasons, I think we'd all eat as many potatoes as we could. Was somebody still online? So no, I thought I heard phone dong.
But I mean, think about it, man. We find a way to eat them at breakfast. Let's call them hash browns.
Yeah.
Right? Or give them to kids for lunch. Tater tots. Then we just call them french fries. Right. Any way we can find a deep fried potato and eat it, we'll do it.
Correct. Right. And I think that's part of the reason they were invented, if you believe that Belgium's claim, is that it was so cold, they couldn't catch fish and stuff. And somebody in the 17th century was like, let's fry up these root vegetables that happen to be potatoes.
That's what set it off.
Yeah.
Too cold to fish, they invented french fries.
Correct.
Thank you, cold.
Right. Well, they were already frying the fish.
Right.
They just couldn't get it. So then, you know, kind of like a inadvertent vegetarian, they just said, hey, try frying this.
Both of you guys have been niggling.
Yes.
All right. When you have what, chips over there.
Correct. Correct.
Are they very close to American french fries?
No. They're generally closer to almost a steak fry.
Yeah.
Okay. They're pretty big and thick.
Okay. All right.
But very good. Like I said, you don't find a lot of English restaurants because, let's be honest, their food sucks. But they do hook up the fish and chips. No doubt about it.
Just keep in mind,
they look different when I see pictures of them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And the fish is generally going to be haddock and just one giant piece.
That's it.
And yeah.
Good.
Put vinegar all over all of it and salt.
Agreed.
All right. I warned you. You're not going to like this list. They even says it here in the article. All right. So a restaurant supply company analyzed more than 40,000 Yelp reviews that mentioned fries across 21 major fast food chains. This is what they came up with, And they even say here, let's just say they might have messed this up.
But it is based on some Yelp type of reviews.
40,000.
Right. So it's not even... Well, so basically,
they do have stats.
Everyone's mad at the messenger. Because basically what they're telling us is, we're not saying this is right. 40,000 people came to this conclusion.
I have a hard time thinking 40,000 people came to this conclusion. I think they typed something wrong into the computer.
Wait, you think this list is so wrong that obviously somebody did something.
Are we talking national, regional, things that we can... I mean, is In-N-Out? I know they're not going to be on there. Because they're not...
They're number one!
They're number one!
Thank you!
They're number one?
Yes.
Wait, I'm asking this honestly. Is this list like backwards?
So here's my issue. They analyzed everything that mentioned French fries.
Yes.
And they're taking that as, like, I think is In-N-Out being number one.
So instead of the negative reviews, it could be like their French fries suck.
Again, they're just seeing French fries. I think whatever program they put in just looked for French fries and then ranked them. Okay. So I think In-N-Out's French fries probably are the most talked about. But a lot of people don't like them.
They're terrible.
I mean, like the last three times I've been to an In-N-Out, I get a couple burgers. I just don't get fries.
You're good.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's number one on this list.
Okay. Already. I'm like, okay. This is wrong.
But let's start it down at number 10, Checkers and Rallies. Yep. I know we don't have them out here. People haven't been to them. But again, they sell the Checkers Rally. It's the same brand, just depending on where you are in the country. Go to your frozen food section. They're in there. Pop them in your air fryer. You're going
to
love them.
I used to be an anti-seasoned French fry guy, but those...
You were.
Those and Arby's turned a corner for me.
You know what we call that, Miles?
What's that?
Growth.
Yes, exactly. Correct. Thank you. I've been working on it.
I'm just saying.
He's really mature on his French fry game. Yeah, right. When I first met him. Dumb.
He'll eat dinner with half a mustache, but he knows his fries.
Please call back. For instance, there is a Checkers very close to my sister's house down in South Baltimore when I go visit her. And Checkers is good fast food or whatever, but yeah. I'm never like, hey, let's go get a burger. I'm always like, even if you've already eaten, like, we should pull in there and get an order of fries.
Get some fries.
Next on the list, they have Hardee's. Basically, Carl's Jr.
Yeah. Again, are we sure... And I'm not being funny, that this list isn't put out in reverse.
Yeah, so also have to remember, in the Midwest and other areas, those are in the smaller towns.
No, I know.
So I think more people have a chance to review them and go to those locations. Because the town won't have a McDonald's, but they'll have a Hardee's or a Carl's Jr.
I feel like McDonald's is the first one to show.
Yeah. Yeah, not West Virginia. Too expensive of a franchise, you see.
You need a million liquid. Zaxby's.
I've heard it, never had it.
Yeah. Never had it. Raising Cane's.
Aren't they both like the same world, chicken strips and fries?
I know Cane's is just chicken strips and fries, and they're Texas toast.
My son got Raising Cane's fries at one of the airports, maybe Dallas or something. I don't remember.
Not bad.
But I asked them. It was like, they were fine. Yeah, and Cane's
whole thing is their sauce, too.
Yeah.
People rave about the Cane's sauce. Some of the food reviewers I watch, like, they just, everything goes in the Cane's sauce.
It's campfire sauce.
Which is good. I know. If you like it. It's like a burger sauce. Or fry sauce, whatever.
I mean, I like the idea, too, of just fast food, just driving through and be like, I'll take chicken tenders, fries, Texas toast, and sauce.
Boom.
Yeah. Right, so Zaxby's, I'm not sure the difference in that. And then Chick-fil-A comes in at number 5.
Okay.
Again,
great fries.
See, I'm with Miles.
I think my second least favorite, behind In-N-Out.
I think they got to add a little flavor into those
things. They got to cook them longer.
I think you guys need more growth.
They're soggy, and they don't have the crunch on the outside, and then they got the in pieces.
Because wait until you get home to eat them.
The in fry sucks. The side fry where they got like the skin on it.
The dipping sauce is on point. The fry itself is great.
You're right. I will say there is a thin line with the waffle fry between not cooked enough and
Undercooked
or overcooked. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you're right. Undercooked, overcooked.
That's where I go get the two chicken sandwiches and skip the fries.
Mm-mm-mm. I will say, though, I know a place that has a seasoned waffle fry. Pretty solid. Bojangles makes the list. If you live up here, you've probably never seen a Bojangles in your life.
But the name says it all.
Right. Fried chicken.
Yeah.
Biscuits. Cinnamon sugar biscuits.
Chicken biscuits.
Diabetes.
I did have Bojangles earlier this year.
Country fried steak biscuits.
In my travels. Pretty good.
Oh, did you?
A little over-seasoned, but good.
It's Bojangles. Yeah. Like the name.
Made sense that it was overseas.
Yeah, Bojangles, like the first, like.
We love diabetes.
Yes.
Correct. But like when I used to visit this girl down in Winston-Salem in Wake Forest, like that's where we would go all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Let's go to Bojangles.
I believe that's where I went for Bojangles.
I don't think you have a choice.
Freddy frozen custard and steak burgers.
No idea. I've never heard of
it. Not sure of a Freddy's. That's got to be a Midwest thing.
I would think so.
Shake Shack.
Shake Shack. I still haven't been there. I have not been there yet.
Man, their fries are
But aren't they known for their burgers? They're crinkle cut, I know that.
They're crinkle cut.
But aren't they known for their burgers?
Well, yeah, the burgers. Yeah.
Are they great? Yes.
Okay. I'm sure they call it Shake Shack because they're known for our burgers, but our fries are awesome. Would I like their crinkle cut fries?
Yes.
Do you really?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
I'll give it there, a try.
The crinkle cut fry has come a long way. Then, like Miles was saying, then that like stupid one you got in school that's flopping around like
and
a dead
fish. And they were oven-cooked. That's why they suck. They were oven-cooked. Now everybody's actually starting to fry the crinkle cut.
Yes,
and they're great.
Air fryer makes a big difference.
It does. Now, remember, number one on this list of good was In-N-Out.
Which is absolutely ridiculous.
No. Yeah. So on the bottom of the list, this boggles my mind. Popeyes.
Come on.
Just say you hate flavor and a seasoned fry.
Okay, yeah, I never had a problem with their fries.
No, Popeyes is delicious.
Yeah,
I'm going to stop. Church's Chicken.
Come on. Been a minute. As in 30 years.
Yeah, there was one. Man. Yeah, that was a big deal. Like, for some reason, there was one like 20 minutes from our house, and every once in a while, my dad would be like, get in. We're going to Church's tonight. Like, screw Popeyes.
I remember it being good.
Yeah. I think they're having a little bit of a resurgence. Burger King makes it.
They're fine. Yeah. I'm not even sure what they're doing, though.
That's the thing. Burger King seems to switch theirs a decent amount, but I feel like the last time I had Burger King fries, I was like, all right. Also, Burger King, you can get the halfsies.
Yeah.
So you get some onion rings and some fries.
I don't want to do that. I want to have a secret onion ring in my french fry. That makes me more excited.
I'm with you. It is fun getting
Wow, look at that. I'm taking a half and half.
I feel like I hit the lottery.
Because what if you don't get the onion ring?
No, but that's
then
part of the
disappointment.
You're not going to win the lottery every time. You know what I mean? You just got to keep playing. And then near the bottom of the list, 20th out of 21... McDonald's.
I'm just come on.
I feel like everybody agrees hot, fresh McDonald's fries are just hard to beat.
They are. I mean, they can be beaten, but to me, they're kind of like the plain Lay's potato chip. Like,
yeah.
Every form of fry, whether you like McDonald's or not, is going to be compared to this fry. This is our standard bearer for what a good french fry is, right?
Like a soft Peter.
And then number one they said on the list was KFC. Now, KFC's fries, because they're seasoned, but I don't know that I've had them forever. VD was in here earlier off the air. We were talking about they used to have the potato wedges, which I
remember
loved.
Those, yeah.
They got rid of those, so now they just have fries. And then also, you know what's not on this list? That sounds insane, but Taco Bell's fries are actually,
I haven't had those yet.
They're kind of good.
That's what I keep hearing, man.
Like the last time I had Taco Bell, I had nuggets and fries. They got nuggets now.
You got both?
They got nuggets.
They got nuggets and Taco Bell.
What's that?
Didn't even sound like Taco Bell.
I think I still threw in like a bee burrito or something. But I was just like, they're nuggets. Like Mike, you know, Mike's always been like, I like Taco Bell. But he's, you know, Mr. Healthy, but he's healthier. He doesn't eat it as much. But I told him, I said, just go get an order.
I think it might be some of the healthier fast food that you can get.
Really?
As far as a caloric intake.
Well, like, I have another friend that was like,
buns.
He's like, I don't really eat Taco Bell unless I'm a little drunk or whatever at night. And I said, I hear you. I go, stone sober. Try their nuggets. They're going to blow your mind.
They're nuggets. I'll be damned. Thank you, Head Chef. We appreciate it. Shout of the Day is coming up at 5:08. You are listening to The Men's Room.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
If you're an experienced pet owner, you already know that having a pet is 25% belly rubs, 25% yelling, drop it, and 50% groaning at the bill from every pet visit, which is why Lemonade Pet Insurance is tailor-made for your pet and can save you up to 90% on vet bills. It can help cover checkups, emergencies, diagnostics, basically all the stuff that makes your bank account get nervous. Claims are filed super easily through the Lemonade app and half get settled instantly. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet and they'll help cover the vet bill for whatever your pet swallowed after you yelled, drop it.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill.
All right, so go to 5:08. We'll drink a toast with a shot of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way at 5:50. But first, quick check in with Mike Hogg and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Well, thank you, Miles. 10 out of 10 patients with congenital deafness had their hearing restored in a new children's gene therapy trial.
Children is congenital? Like, from birth, is it?
I believe so.
I'm just not sure. I never hear it used in a positive connotation.
A condition or trait that is present at birth, yes.
Okay, all right.
So being, yeah.
Damn, really?
Yeah.
That's a big deal. That is huge.
That's major.
I mean, think about it. It used to be like if you went deaf at some point in your life, maybe they could reverse part of that.
Right.
But if you were deaf from birth, that was it, right?
Exactly.
End of story. No one even thought about it. That's cool.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
This is going to sound crazy. You think anybody that had been deaf and then finally could hear, like after a year or two, was like, I'm tired of hearing them.
Turn it back off.
I think
turn it back off.
Yeah, you wonder if it's like reading the comments on social media.
Yeah.
You know, now I'm hearing what everyone's saying at tables sitting around me, that kind of thing. Not conversing with my friends, but like, what the hell is wrong with
me? Just walking around with headphones on now.
Like, I mean, I'm that age, right? Like, I remember being in high school and going on America Online. And we were like, the internet, like, this is the coolest thing ever.
Yeah.
Then it was like, social media came out, like this is... this is the greatest thing of all time. Now I'm like, hey, God damn it, I hate Facebook.
Right.
Enough of the Instagram comments.
They should shut this down.
I wonder how much it changes your dreams, right? Because you dream, but if you, like, we might have a dream where we're talking to each other.
I thought you meant aspirations.
Oh, no. Yeah. No, no.
Like, now that I can hear, I can do anything.
When they're sleeping. You know what I mean? Like, if you, or if you're blind, if you've never seen anything, what do you see in a dream? If you've never heard anything,
right.
Do you even hear anything in a dream?
Right, does it...
Is there a concept in your brain that allows, you know, for something you've never, ever, ever experienced?
Right.
I always wonder about
that. I feel you.
And does, like, natural instinct take over? Like, if you saw, like, a big cat, but you never heard it roar, would you not be scared of it?
I mean, you probably recognize it might want to attack, but you might not know how ferocious it sounds. Or you might do the opposite, right? So there's a lion. You finally hear it roar, you go, that's in line with what this thing looks like.
Yeah.
So then you expect every big cat to do that. And then you hear a cheetah, and you're like, that thing's a bitch.
Meow.
Yeah, meow.
Are they that quiet?
They're, yeah. There's meow. Only, what, three big cats actually roar. The rest of them, it's like a meow.
Right. It's right? A tiger that does. I think a panther. Jaguar panther? Does. And a panther.
Yeah, a lion, too.
Yeah. Lions are... Rrr.
Right.
That's a roar. They don't do... Like the MGM lion, that's a tiger's
that's about
roar.
Oh, is it?
That's a tiger's roar behind it.
Are you kidding
damn
me?
Damn it.
No.
Oh, spoiler alert. You just wrecked my world, dude.
Spoiler alert.
Wow. That's lame.
You went through all that trouble to have a real lion there to film it.
Yeah.
And it's not his roar?
Nope.
You know what we call that? got David Proust. You can dress as Darth Vader.
Oh, yeah.
But your voice, you sound like a punk ass. So we're going to get the tiger that is James Earl Jones to do the voice.
Yeah.
Lions. I don't know why, Mike. That's going to piss me off
day. Lions just sound like old dudes getting out of chairs.
My kids even ask me, why do you make noise every time you get up? I don't realize I'm doing it. You know? And I'm like, dude, I'm just old.
There's a dermatologist that wants to reinforce to people that they do not need to take a complicated shower to take care of your skin.
No.
There's a lot of influencers that are out there that you need to take this shower with this scrub and this, that, and this exfoliant and doing this.
Telling you how to do everything more complicated than it needs to be. Right. That seems to be generally what an influencer does, so I don't listen to them.
And she's not saying that doing that doesn't have a positive effect. Mm-hmm. She's saying it's not necessary.
Yeah, you don't need to.
You know, look, I have taken short showers. I've taken good, long, cleansing, refreshing showers. I get the appeal of all of it. It's not required.
No, not at all.
Clean yourself, get out the shower. Mm-hmm. That's all you got to do. A company in the UK has launched a 5,000 British pound sex cruise.
I read about this. But the rules are a little weird. They're kind of more like a swingers club.
It sure.
As far as the rules. So in other words, as a single person, male, you cannot get a ticket on that ship.
Correct.
So oh, you, that you is can like only, same
you,
rules.
You can only go if you
can
have,
as a woman.
Yeah. You can of course. A woman. And a woman can bring her man. A man cannot bring her woman, kind of thing. The woman has to be the one that signs up for it.
You can't lie about your wife being on the boat.
Correct. So yeah. So that's
My wife's on a different deck. She's totally here.
Not deck. He meant something else.
Right.
The problem is, nine times out of ten, when you see the people that want to take those cruises, you don't want to be on that cruise.
Correct.
I mean, that's, like, so we went over to the topless pool at the Wynn, I believe it was, me and Batman. Like, hey, man, topless on the other side. Our wives were like, go have fun. So we're like, yeah. It was awful.
Yes.
It was awful. I mean,
dudes.
We didn't want to make it too obvious, because basically we walked over there like, we're cool, we get in the pool. We both look around, and it's like, Jesus, I don't want to see her boobs, but if we just leave immediately, we make it clear.
Well, and you do need to bring the proper attire as well, because they have a lot of different themed nights. They have, you know, like a masquerade party thing. They got like a, you know, furry party thing. They got
dominatrix
party thing.
I'm just here to have sex. It's called a sex cruise.
Yeah.
I don't want any of your themes.
I mean, I'm down for a couple themes, but I'm with you.
What theme is Ted going? As we're looking at the theme menu, what night?
Cowboys and cowgirls.
Mascots.
See you there.
No. Mascots are for enjoyment, not sexual gratification.
Yeah, Mike.
God. That's a furry.
No offense to the furry people. I don't kink shame.
I'm just going to stay in my room tonight.
I'm not coming out.
But cowboys and cowgirls.
Woo!
Yeehaw. Got my six shooter. Bam!
A sheriff in Florida is warning families about a new social media trend, the door-kicking challenge.
Oh,
it's not going to end well.
That's exactly what he said.
Especially in Florida.
Exactly what he said.
Don't do that.
I think you can be five and go to a Walmart and buy a gun there.
That's exactly what he said.
Yes!
Like, you guys are begging to get shot.
You absolutely are, yes.
Because your goal is to not just kick the door, kick it in. You are trying to kick it as hard as you can to kick the door in.
I think 100% of people I know that own guns, if you kick open their door while they're home, they're going to shoot you.
Yes.
I mean, without
ding dong ditch is annoying, but nobody's going to get that mad that a teenager rang your doorbell and ran off, or a
correct.
Kid. You kick in my door. You're right. I'm going to be frightened.
Right.
And
it's a different response entirely. Right.
If somebody ding dong ditches you, you are not going to the door with gun in hand. If somebody kicks my door in, I'm sorry. I'm not going to the door first. I'm going to the safe first.
Yeah.
A group in Pittsburgh has brought back their nude bowling event, and that's all I'm going to call it, is the nude bowling event.
Get out of town.
I can guess.
It's bees out bowling.
Yeah, I can guess what that's about.
And no, why do we need to be naked?
Bring the whole family. Look, come on down.
I understand that.
You said, wait, they're bringing it back?
Yeah,
This was a thing.
Yeah.
And they decide, you know, remember the good old days when we got naked and bowled, Fred? Yeah, Billy. Let's bring that back.
Maybe I just don't understand it. I get making fun with it and having a good time with it. Okay, yeah, we want to be naked. Why is our society obsessed with going back to nudity?
Frank bought his own ball.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? You could look at it from this angle, too. They always have pajama bowling night. Maybe people are like, I sleep naked. Can I have a night?
I mean,
you gotta have everything's gotta
be. You ever
been
one of those rocking bowls at night, man, where they crank up the tunes?
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Yeah,
they got all the neon lights going.
And everybody's closed.
Because you know what I mean?
That's part of the reason I like it.
Everybody is closed.
That's and then again, think about those people you see bowling. Again, I don't want to see you naked.
What if you drop ketchup on it? Still having fries.
Hey, Ted, you got a little ketchup on your... Yeah, there you go, bud.
Oh, gosh.
Ketchup on your D.
Eating naked with just bowl of cheese
on. You can probably cook food on yours.
I'll drop some nacho cheese on it.
Well, crack that egg on, Ted's junk.
Nacho cheese on my paper care, man.
The hairs are standing up on your arms now, Ted. You drop some nacho cheese down there.
Oh. That's why I think it's a bad idea to eat naked.
It is. That's terrible.
Well, his are so hot, it probably cool it down.
Yeah, I mean, feeding a girl a strawberry is one thing, but...
Screw blowing on it, just... Hey. it's a full moon, gentlemen, and you know what that means.
It is. Is it?
The Men's Room Top 10.
Rock bowling.
The Men's Room Top 10. 10 fascinating and fun facts about full moons. Well, this got me thinking about werewolves, those poor, vexed, and cursed souls who transform into wolves on full moons. Some ancient societies believe the werewolf embodies the duality of humanity and the struggle between civilized society and primal instincts. I think the whole thing's a bunch of malarkey. I had a neighbor back in Chicago who went a little off his rocker around a full moon. Old Toothless Pete would walk around his backyard in what appeared to be little more than a loincloth, foaming at the mouth and howling gibberish into the night. Next day, I'd find him passed out with an empty bottle of Everclear near him. Mystery solved.
Jeez. Thank you, VD. These are fun and interesting facts about the moon. Steve, I got a feeling that you're going to know most of these. Do you guys know that the moon experiences...
Made out of cheese!
Oh, would you eat it?
I would have moon cheese. The moon experiences a huge range of temperatures.
Mm-hmm.
So as you probably think of, the Earth is located in the habitable moderate zone of our solar system. Planets closer to the sun are far hotter, while the planets further away experience frigid temperatures. But here's one of the weirdest facts about the moon that you probably don't know. The moon experiences some pretty intense temperatures on both ends of the spectrum. Considering how close it is to our life-friendly planet, during the day, temperatures can be as high as 200 degrees Fahrenheit. And then it stays around minus 400 degrees Fahrenheit during its night, as it will.
You know, the coldest temperature ever recorded in the solar system was any crater on the moon. On our moon. I found this out. It was a guy who works at NASA. They were in Mexico for the eclipse last year.
Okay.
And he was... like the stereotype of a NASA scientist, very excited about everything he shares. So, I swear to God, he's like that. So, talked to him about my brother a little bit, knew, went to Pluto and all that, and that's when he goes, you know, you'd think that would be the coldest place in the whole solar system.
Exactly.
I'm like, yes, weird clown-like guy. He's like, believe it or not, the coldest temperature ever recorded was in a crater on the moon. Did you know that? No. But now I do.
It sounds like you should give me like a Tootsie Roll, you know. Here, kid.
That is the way he talked, man. Like, did you forget your face paint?
Do you guys know that the moon experiences earthquakes?
Well, moonquakes,
I feel like I heard that before.
Moonquakes can occur. Oh, you're right. They're not earthquakes. Moonquakes can occur when the lunar crust warms and expands, or they can be triggered by meteorite impacts. While moonquakes don't reach the same level of intensity as earthquakes, they can last much longer because the moon has no water to combat seismic vibrations.
Oh, okay.
There's nothing to absorb it, as it were. The moon casts darker shadows than the Earth.
Yes.
Astronauts on the moon immediately noticed that their shadows were much darker than on the Earth. And the reason is the atmosphere that scatters the light to create shadows on Earth is absent on the moon. The sun and the Earth itself provide a little bit of light, enough for shadows to still appear, but the shadows are much harder to see.
Yeah, very definitively.
Dark shadows.
The moon can turn red. Is that a blood moon?
I don't know. I think so,
right? Because isn't the Harvest or Auburn moon, isn't that kind of orange and red?
Right. As many people witnessed back in 2022, the moon can turn an eerie shade of red under the right conditions. Ooh. But despite werewolf warnings and apocalypse alerts, scientists define the so-called blood moon, yes that is, as a purely astronomical event when the Earth casts a rust-colored shadow on the moon's surface.
Yeah. Rust-colored shadow.
Just throwing the rust out there. No. A full moon might actually keep you awake. In a small study from the university...
It's me, the moon.
Just pretend I'm not here, man.
Yeah, man.
You still shooting off fireworks?
we might be able to see this thing tonight.
Oh, yeah.
I saw a little bit of it last night. Not the full moon, but a very big moon.
Hey, man, I got to pull my car out. You're blocking me in. Can you move over that hole?
Oh, made the moon.
Hey, you awake? You awake? You hungry?
Moon, shut up!
It's 2 in the morning!
Yeah, moon! Go away!
Cows can jump it.
Fun and interesting move.
Crazy old women say goodnight to it. Good night, moon. The moon's like, that bitch is crazy.
She hasn't shut up for years.
She's saying goodnight to a spoon, man.
The moon's surface has footprints.
We've been there.
Man hasn't set foot on the moon more than in 4 decades, and yet fresh prints remain.
No wind.
OJs are still on Mars.
Capricorn 1 joke.
Yeah. They're just left over. There's no wind on the moon. Tracks can last millions of years. Let's see. The moon is disappearing.
Getting 3 inches farther away every year.
Each year, the moon's orbit moves about 4 centimeters away from Earth, meaning that a mere 500 million years from now, the moon will be 14,600 miles further away than it is right now.
All right, Steve, why is it locked in and it doesn't rotate?
It's called tidal locking. Basically, if you're the smaller of two gravitational forces,
one doesn't move.
If you're too close at the time you kind of establish your orbit, you stop rotating. You're just rotating.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Could we still see it?
What do you mean?
550 years from now, when it's got that far away.
I would assume so.
It would be very, very tiny. You know, it'd be like looking at Venus, right?
Right.
You go, all right, that super bright one, that's Venus. But there's no real definition to it other than you just happen to know it's this bright
point. I gotta assume that after it gets out of our orbit, it will just kind
of... Well, if it got out of the orbit entirely, it would just drift off.
Right.
But my question is, so what does that do with Earth's spin?
Oh, yeah.
Do we just slow down?
Tides.
Tides, right? They're the thing of the past.
Protection from space rocks and whatnot.
Yeah, the moon does a good job.
The moon does a lot for us that we don't realize.
Yeah, that thing just left us.
We're going to die. Right?
Come back.
Come back, moon.
Fun and interesting moon facts. The full moon can, in fact, mess with your emotions. Back in the Middle Ages, scientists and philosophers believed that a full moon caused seizures and influenced episodes of fever and rheumatism. Because of the connection between the moon and unusual behavior, the afflicted were called lunatics.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. Fun fact.
Mm-hmm. Literally moonsick. Yeah. They're lunatics. They're lunacy. Yeah.
She's out of her mind, see? She's a lunatic.
Explain lunabars now.
Lunabars.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Still can't eat them. I think they're designed for women.
The moon has a...
That's what it says.
You're kidding me. So it's like secret?
Designed for women.
You could eat one, I'm sure, but I just don't.
Why doesn't it work for my pits?
You want one?
How does it know?
It's not working.
This is a man pit. Yeah, I don't do that.
Yeah, I'm not rolling on you.
I'm out. The moon has a graveyard. Most of the 200 tons of trash on the moon is space junk and other, let's see.
All the craters.
Ephemera crash landed or left behind by the 12 astronauts who have visited since 1969. It includes abandoned satellites, spent rockets, cameras,
backpacks.
Aren't
the poop bags there?
Someone's taking a dump on the moon.
Well, I think they didn't want to travel back.
Oh.
But they poop in the bag, right. And it's like, hey, man, you know, maybe we leave those here.
That feels like a butterfly effect thing. Like, let's just leave our trash here. Then it's like, oh, we should have never left the poop on the moon.
Should have done that.
Yeah. Come back, there's a poop mouse.
He wasn't the first, but he peed first.
Miles, you can't just drop trowel on the moon.
What if you could do that? Like, if you're still
that'd be the dumbest way to die. He had to take a dump, man. Okay. He said, don't do it.
But if you had a little, like a compartment door, like you could open it up, right?
Mm-hmm.
Could you use the bathroom, and would your junk be okay if then you close the door back?
Remember the temperatures.
Oh yeah.
Well, it depends. Maybe say it's 60.
What if you had a sweater on?
I don't know, man. There's still no atmosphere. I don't know. You'd have an irradiated penis.
And then I will leave you with this last fun and interesting moon fact. Steve, you don't get to answer this one. Do you guys know how long a day on the moon is compared to Earth?
Yes, because you've asked this before. Is it 35 days?
35 days.
Is it a month?
It is a month. Steve.
I don't know, 24 hours?
27.3 Earth
27.
Days.
The lunar cycle.
Oh, so
right,
February.
Exactly.
February.
I went over.
Yeah, so there you go. Some fun and interesting moon facts. Enjoy those. Take those home with you. A couple in West Virginia were arrested after they were found driving in a stolen RV, but they weren't just driving, Miles.
What else were they doing?
Tell you about it at 5:50.
Thank you, sir. Headlines are coming up at 5:50 in the meantime. Have we made it to drinking time?
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. Mastakia!
You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Good job it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve at Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And today we toast Ms. Miranda Knowles of Nanaimo, British Columbia. Now, for her entire life, Miranda has been a sleepwalker, and she sleepwalks up to 10 times a month. But the weird thing is, she often ends up doing productive things, right? So even though she never remembers doing them, she's done things that include cleaning, putting Christmas decorations away, crafted items, prepared food, bathed, which seems really dangerous. She's even done laundry, which I actually, to be honest with you, if you're going to sleepwalk and do chores, that's the perfect combo. Well, earlier this week, she discovered a mostly empty food bag sitting at her front door outside. She couldn't figure it out, picked up the bag. There's basically nothing in it. So she reviewed her doorbell camera footage and her DoorDash order history and discovered what was going on there. Her delivery had, in fact, made it to her door. She had spent $8 to DoorDash a single packet of honey mustard. And they delivered it and left it at the front door. Because the way she said it, she's like, I picked up the bag. I thought someone ate the food because the only thing, quote unquote, left was a honey mustard packet. Then when she reviewed her footage, she realized, like, I literally ordered a single honey mustard packet. For $8, they delivered it to her door.
There you go. Enjoy
it. Yeah. She does point out she does like honey mustard. So we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy.
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchola.
All right, it's going to get tested on the line for Profile This now. 206-803-ROCK. Profile This is next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
If you're an experienced pet owner, you already know that having a pet is 25% belly rubs, 25% yelling, drop it, and 50% groaning at the bill from every pet visit. Which is why Lemonade Pet Insurance is tailor-made for your pet and can save you up to 90% on vet bills. It can help cover checkups, emergencies, diagnostics, basically all the stuff that makes your bank account get nervous. Claims are filed super easily through the Lemonade app and half get settled instantly. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet and they'll help cover the vet bill for whatever your pet swallowed after you yelled, drop it.